children involved in Baba Kamaji's Chesadar Hitov Shemim Gimel, March 3rd, 1983, on Thursday. March 1st, 1983, on Tuesday, continued.
The Mahlechis, could somebody close the door? The Gemara discussed here the Mahlechis between Rav Nachman and Yura. Rav Nachman says that Abodim are not Kikaraki, that one could not be gained from the same, from Abodim. Unless he executed an apathic area. And Ule says, no, that he could. So the Gemara, so Rav Nachman says, I'm not a sneaky Yodam. The Tona Abima, who is good? Chola Akarke and Chola Abon. Mitalpun, Niknin Akarke and Niknin Abon. Lehi Mikitano. Lehi Mikitano. Mohali Abodin Vikakoyis. Herzik Babodin Vikono Kakoyis. Vikakoyis Vikono Abon. So if somebody sells Abodin and Karka and the Ikea, so maybe King has opened the body, so he's not king in the Karaka. He's not king in the Karaka. The Karaka is supposedly in the king. In the Karaka, so we call our body. We call our body. Now the law is that Mitalpur Niknek Adam Kar. Mitalpur Niknek Adam Kar. So if a body had to be considered as kakoi, as mitalpuri, so then a superficial it appears, so if health would be kakoi, she should be king abodi. If abodi would be considered like mitalpuri, because mitalpuri and mitalpuri are kakoi. So from the ratio of that rise, it appears that abodi are not analogous to mitalpuri, because if they would be analogous to mitalpuri, so then we should say, Herzik Bikakoyis Konabodi. Like Mocha Kakoyis or Mitalpoli, and Herzik Bikakoyis or Ikon Mitalpoli. And here it says, Loikonab. Then it says, the Bryce says, Kakoyis or Mitalpoli, suppose he's sold. Kakoyis or Mitalpoli, and Herzik Bikakoyis or Mitalpoli. Why? Because the King and Agi. Be Mitalpoli, Konekar. The King and Agi, please. Look. That Mitalta and Nikki are the Kalki, not that Kalki is Nikki are Mitalta. Abodim and Mitalta, suppose he sells Abodim and Mitalta, tells him about Abodim, Loikon Mitalta. Loikon Mitalta. So, now, what does that show? So, in other words, so, first in the Rashi it says, tells him Mikakoi is Mikon Abodim. So, that tends to indicate that the price holds that Abodim are not analogous to Mitalta. They are analogous to Kalki, because if they would be analogous to Mitalpuri, so then we should say Herzik Kakoyis is Konab. So from the Reisha it seems to appear that Abodim are analogous to Kakoyis, not to Mitalpuri. Then it says Herzik Babodim will come Mitalpuri. Herzik Babodim will come Mitalpuri. So in other words, that means that if he made the king Hazok in Abodim, he's not killing Mitalpuri. Now, so then the question arises, if we say that Abodim is killing Mitalpuri, then we understand this why he has to Abodim become Mitalpuri. Because Mitalpuri is not Nikneaga Mitalpuri, Mitalpuri is Nikneaga Kalki. But if we say that Avodim are analogous to Kalke, so then Mitalpuri is Niknekar of Kalke, so then we should say Herzik Babodim is called Mitalpuri. Is called Mitalpuri. So in other words, so on the surface there seems to be a steer and they obey from the Reish and the same. I'm just pointing out in order to understand the Gemara. You see, the Reish of the Brisa says Herzik Kakoy is Loikon Avodim. So that means that Abodim are not analogous to Mitalpuri. Because if Abodim are analogous to Mitalpuri, So then, mitaut la mikra agav kakoritz. Then the Seife says, Helzit b'avodim loy. So the Reisha tends to indicate that avodim are also kakoritz. So kakoritz are not mikra agav kakoritz, only mitaut loy. But, so that means the Reisha tends to indicate that avodim are analogous to kakoritz. Then it says, Helzit b'avodim loy kol mitaut loy. So the question of Ayas Manevshah, if avodim are analogous to kakoritz, so helzit b'avodim should be the same as helzit kakoritz. So it should become mitaut loy. So that superficially appears to involve the contradiction. Alright. Helzit b'avodim kol mitaut loy. Mitaut loy kol avodim. Now, what the Gemara doesn't discuss here, right now, the apparent sphere between the Reish and the Seif. But the Gemara just mentions, without discussing the apparent sphere between the Reish and the Seif, the Gemara just emphasizes right now the Aloha mentioned in the Seif. What is the Aloha mentioned in the Seif? That Helzit b'avodim loy kol mitaut loy. That means that avodim are not analogous to karka. That avodim are kemitaut loy. In other words, like who? Like Rav Nachman. Like Rav Nachman. So, Vatanya, but there is another price, Helzit b'avodim kol mitaut loy. That means that avodim are analogous to karka. So, there is a machlokes between two prizes. But what about, now that was the halakha of the Gemara. So the halakha of the Gemara was that the first bride holds that avodim like hamachim, that avodim are analogous to mitaltali. So mitaltali are not nikne agav mitaltali. And the second price, and it says, Helzit b'avodim kol mitaltali, agrees with Ule, Omer Ablezer, that avodim are kakoritz. So that's why it says, Helzit b'avodim is kol mitaltali. But then, there is an apparent sphere between the Reishe and the Seife. Alright, Nania, let's grant it. That the first price holds, like a Machin, that avodim are analogous to mitaltali. That's why Helzit b'avodim kol mitaltali. So why was the Reish of the same wise say Helzit kakoritz kol avodim? Helzit kakoritz kol avodim. If avodim are mitaltali, so avodim, so mitaltali should be nikne agav kakoritz. So Rashi explained. Nikne makak imochale kake mitaltali. Veelzit mikake kol mitaltali. Avod pishol imosha. Ve nikne avodim. Shinelzit b'avodim loikon mitaltali v'yochel meichel lazit mitaltali al ma'abikim taltali. This is the first price. Agrees with Rav Nachman. Hoi rasi. V'karka loikon avodim v'af agav v'silai tane avodikim taltali dome. Now according to the Havamim and Gemara. So the first time holds. The time of the first price holds that avodikim taltali. So that's why the Sefer says I have it by body is going on without food. But why does the Reisha say, has it be kalke, we come out body? Manusha, it's without the domain, so has it be kalke, come without body? But was it like I'm without that, you hook a loikon? Because if has it be kalke, so we come out body. Why? And you hook a loikon. Elohim can imi go ever be seichon. Be sure she has it. Can you tell us a common? Shine without her with an idea, without her. The Loina. So in other words, the Gemara explains this further. So the Gemara says the reason is why the first price says that Helzit b'karka is going to come avodim, even if we assume that the price holds that avodim can totally dominate, but if avodim can totally dominate, the answer is what is the mokia for the king of Agin? So that's the posik in Yom. Vayitel em avir, in connection with Yishomet HaMelech, Vayitel em avir, matonis rabis, likeset unzog, unzogis, imore mitzures bi-Yehudo. So in other words, so the father, Yehoshaphat, gave, was makne to his children, a number of mitaltoli, matonis rabis, keset, zog, unzogis, a number of mitaltoli items, on top of all mitzures bi-Yehudo. So we see from that posik that mitaltali are nikne agav karka. So mele only only a what kind of metalcline, that is inanimate, or even if it's animate, let's say behemoth, but it has no intelligence. But avodim that are naive, that are animated, they have life, and not only life, they have intelligence. So metalcline that are naive, that have intelligence like avodim. So these kind of metalcline are not nikne agafkav. So that's the reason as to why the first vice says that Terazimikarka is loikon avodim. Even if we assume that the Tanya of the first vice holds that avodim can talmud on, so still avodim cannot be nikne agafkarke, because only metalcline, the loinaide, so can be mitzvah karake, but without being denied, like a body, cannot be mitzvah karake. All right. The Gemara says further. So Rashi explains it. All right. So the Gemara says, "My lavokim, the malsobar and body can kakoy." Amen. Umalsobar, in other words, the second price it says, "Helzik ba body is coming without being." So holds that avodim can kakoy. Dome so the male and metalcline in a mitnet agav avodim. Umatz on the first vice that says that says a helzik the avodim is loyikon metalcline holds avodim can talcoy. Omar Rabbi Kevin Rabame no the kol alma avodim can kakoy dame. That both vices can agree with Ule that avodim can kakoy dame. The second vice doesn't require any explanation because avodim is kakakoyes, so mele hazik b'avodim is going to be talkalim. But how did Tanya with the first vice? Why does the first vice say hazik b'avodim is going to be talkalim? If avodim is kakakoyes, metalkalim should be mikne aga kakoyes, avodim are kakoyes. But all the Tanya loy Tanya, Vinon karka duye diori mitzures viyude. The loyman. In other words, you see, it's similar. It's similar to the longest that Rashi mentioned. But there Rashi mentioned in connection with the metalterin that is nicknagar karke, so it has to be a metalterin loyman. Metalterin neither. So, in other words, but metalcline neither like an eved cannot be nikne agav kakoyes. Here, the Gemara is applying it regarde the kakoyes. In other words, that only that kind of karke that is loy neither, that is field, the house, that is loy neither, so can be gere mitalto in agar, but never didn't know how to deal as a deal of karke, but he's neither, so that kind of karke that is neither cannot be gere mitalto in agar. Nam hosin binon karke duni do mitzule vihude, do in neither. Dipnam lechosim shim lachayes, nikim lechosim shim lachayes, kesu shdal kachot. Minu amimule, oma cheski yed amako, vayitam ma'avim atam esrabeis, vikeset oluzo, mumidoneis, imo rinzum el biyud, elo. Now, so, from this Gemara, from the Pashtus Loshna Gemara, it's mashma, that ki nagev is the raisi. Ki nagev is the raisi. And the Ritvo, in Dushin Daf Rosalim, says in so many words, that ki nagev is the raisi. Because the Gemara deduces it from the Pasuk of Ayitam Lamavim. However, Tesis here, we went over the Tesis last time. And no mastitia dan, Avodah Muhammad Dukhin Ashkhan Khayyidame, in no Yoshwe, in the read the Hokal Ayah, in the Lil Rabon, the Lidwis in Yasmin in Kuchs, and so I should do about the Rais, when you go there in the Rabon, when you bruise good, you can imagine the Havnan in the Rabon, who called the Ori Mitsuris, as Machte Baume, as machte daume. So Tesis is chilek on the Ritvo in Dushin. The Ritvo in Dushin that Chof Zion says that it's a drosh gemura. It's not an asmacht. That agav is mid rais. Oma has scared that for Zion you should. The ritual. Doma Koba, you can have been at the Scrappies, one or two of you. You make a name at the awesome in the so he raises the cash. How can we deduce from the positive Rayonic by eating the Madrima to his rabbis? Go to the Biulo, that. And he escaped, and maybe there the king was a Gapotza. In other words, he gave them away cities, and the cities had, and there in them, a lot of gold and silver and all kinds of items. So the Mele, the Mokene Agapotza, how do you know that there is a special king of Agri? So he says, no, it couldn't have been effective in Chotza, because Chotza is only Kene if it's a Chotza Mishtameres. But if it's not a Chotza Mishtameres, then it's not Kene. And it's inconceivable that the whole city, the whole town, Ozure Bihudo, so every part of it was Mishtameres. So there are certain parts of those towns, like in any city, so certain parts of the city are not Mishtameres. So it couldn't be effective in town hotel. So it's a rather that there is a special king about it. This is what he says. Or he says, the Mori Mashmash Zohar, the Kalkon, Talmud, who is Kachas of the Agad, who is Mechot, who will come and who has Saz Bishmaitse, the Agad that got him, she ain't in Agad in the Tevah, El Mirabah, who cross Machtabah. That's Tesis Raya. Because here the Gemara says that Rav Nachman holds up in Talmud, but we have Mishnas and Poroshes that are called in Yahu Kshuri Kakoyes, Ligabi Shmuel, Ligabi Noye, Ligabi Shmire. So how can Rav Nachman say Yahu Kshuri Kakoyes? So Jesus was forced to come to the conclusion that Rav Nachman only says Yahu Kshuri Kakoyes in regard to the Rabbonos. So why does Rav Nachman apply it to Agir? So it's a Raya. The Tagir is also in the Rabbonos. So there is some Raya. Rather than the Ulkan Muhak Tas Bishmaitse, the Agar, the Abodim Shin Dinaga, who is there on the Ramon, who cross Machi Baone, whom Shimoke in the Tauke and Nigin Agar Fodim, the Naide, Apo Pishin Kakoyes Matere, Mil Abrai Gmoe, the Ikele Mima, the Agar de Reise, Vatu Hoche, in Tauke and Nigin Agar Abodim, Mishin the Habe Mikakoye, the Naide, Ubiino, Dumye the Abodim Stories, Pileke. Vize das mir. But the question is, so he refutes the Raya. He says, there is no Raya from that Gemara that the King Nagev is only the Rabbonim. Because we can say the King Nagev is the Raya. But the reason as to why we talk to him is not the Rabbonim is because Mishim Dehave Mikakoye Dinaide Ubinon. Do ye the abodim ushtoris, you reckon? Vize das me. That's the law. But the question is in other words, he says that the reason is why the price says that Mitalkan not mikne agav abodim. Mitalkan is not mikne agav abodim is because in order to be mikne agav kalke, in order to mikne agav kalke, so it has to be Kakoye de Lunaide. And the Nebed is Kakoye de Lunaide. But the question is this. This Gemara says, in order to explain the Braise, that the Braise holds that Avodim, that Avodim is King Kakoye. So the Gemara says, Omar Abikipani Rabame, the Kula Ome, Avodim King Kakoye. But the Tanya Kone Shapi, what Tanya Loy Kone, being on Kalka, Dumye, the only Mitzurah is Behude, the Loy Nai. So the Gemara says there, the Gemara has to resort to the Tam of the being on Dumye, the only Mitzurah is Behude, in order that this branch should accord with Ule, who says that Abodim is Kikapoyedov. Masha'imke in the Korit Rav Nachman, then we don't have to say that Avodim is that the King Agav applies only to Kakoye the Goynaide, it doesn't apply to Kakoye the Naide. And then we simply say the reason is why Kalmitalkan is not Nikne Agav Avodim, because Avodim Because Avodim is Kintal Medome. But Avodim is Kintal Medome according to everybody. So we have to say, in regard to the Rabbonos, it's different. So the Mele, how does it refute Tesis Chai? But anyway, the Ritva seems to be very anti. So the Ritva Shiki is that Age is Midraise, it's in Rosh Hashanah, it's not an Asmachte. Tesis here says that it is Asmachte. Now, I'm great, says here, the key and Age, the Hadanam and Rabbonos. I will push in that page on the Dao, Tetzes, the Ramasco, on the Nayim Shah Vishta, on the Kamen Kudalet on the base, the Ramasco, Adi. So in other words, Dushi, Zake, so it's much more from Tetzes, in Dushi, Zake, the Tetzes holds that the King Adi is the rise in Adra, because they are the more that Zake in Dushi is trying to deduce the halacha that the nisho is mikudeshes b'shtar. Holishe nikney b'shlesh adoch, the Mishnah says. B'kesev b'shtar u'b'gim. So kesev, that's it's a rashob of kichot kichom zeyat. How do we know that the nisho is nikney b'shtar? So the Gemara at first tried to deduce it from the halacha. Yunan nishal b'shtar, that the nisho is mikudeshes, is nikney Bishtar, so this is the more I say, it's within. Uma kesef sheimetz. Kesef cannot be migadish. One cannot divorce his wife by giving her kesef. By giving her kesef. Or by the wife giving kesef to her husband. Alright, she's the king of Satsum. So the male, she should give kesef if a nisha could be divorced through kesef. So then she should give kesef to the husband. So uma kesef sheimetz. So kesef cannot affect a gerush. Is machni, so still it can affect. Achnose gdushi shtar shemeitzi elidin shemachs. So this is what Gemara says. So then Gemara says mali kesef. There is a pure hand of Talachim. Mali kesef. שאחרי פיידים בהבדל שמייס השם ירסי ביוס מה הכסף מקום לנו איזה כאוכל מעל is based upon the premise that כסף is less effective than שטר because כסף has the kule it cannot affect the divorce where the שטר has the kule it can affect the divorce so mainly כסף is relatively calm, and shtar is relatively humble. So Mele will learn how to call him there, ma kesef, that is relatively calm, is incapable of affecting duishin, even the thing that is relatively calm, is capable of affecting the kinyan duishin. So achas kamo vichamo shtar, that is relatively humble, can certainly affect duishin. But there's a pure effect. Because I can show you that kesef is not relatively tall vis-a-vis shtar. But in certain respects, kesef is more common than shtar. So you cannot learn how to call hena. Mali kesef shechem peyli mehev shemayza shemi. Still not shtar. Shechem peyli mehev shemayza shemi. That's in your sakasin comrade. So you cannot assume that kesef is relatively tall. And shtar is relatively humble. In certain respects, kesef is relatively humble, and shtar is relatively calm. So we can say, true, kesef can affect gdushin, but shtar not, because kesef, in certain respects, is more humble, is more effective than shtar. So then the Gemara says, O makov yotzev hoyz, O makishar alitziyem, alitziyem, shtar alitziyem. So, when the Gemara says, shachit bim yedishis maiz hasheni, so this is Vintema. Name a Kawahena, Mikakoi Shaina Mitsuis, after Hokka Mahnisis, Pirish Lord of Yoka Mikanishi Shakikawa, and Miskapesh Mikawa, we also met the Mikta, Shakin Pinu Mihemus, Vish Lima, Vinita Mikta, Mau Kauka, Shakin Kinu Mikauka Nagabo, Tema Mishtak. So this is Eskazet Mikashi. Let's learn how to get our hand from Kakunis, Shemini says. So, Tetzis says, no, there is a pure hand that our hand. Because we can say, Mali Kalka, Kalka is Mohomo. Why is Kalka Mohomo? Because Kalka is not King Agam. So, Kalka Shem and Kalka, Kalka is Mohomo because it's King Mital King Agam. Mashin King, Shtar is not King Mital King. So this says that this can be used as a pirche. If it can be used as a pirche, so that implies that the king agav is in the Reise. Because if we are going to assume that the king agav is in the Rabbonon, it's only as machte baale. So how can we say the ikele mitfach baale karka shere king taut la gabo? Mid Reise karka is not king taut la gabo. That's how we discuss. And then there is a gemore in another place is more kame. The Ayin Dushin, the Afir and Dalet is in Bramas and Manish Abishtah. So there this says, in effect, that Adif is a Kilim Raisa, it's not in Rabbanon. Because this says that we can use it in the Pirche and say, Malik HaKoyis, Shein Chmure. We cannot learn how to call him from Karke. Because Karke has the Chmure. In certain respects, it has a chumre, it has the chumre that it can become mitaufe nagabo. So that means midraise, if midrabono, so midraise cannot become mitaufe. So how can it be applied as a chumre? So that's one thesis that seems to express the contrary of what thesis is here. Then there is another thesis. When we come and put down the place, you are a mass lag. Now turn to that thesis. At the end of the thesis, Kuvdalev on base, you don't have to go over the whole sugya. It's a long sugya. But, Vahiki Perek Hazo, at the end of the thesis, Aga, a simple base. So, Vahiki Perek Hazo, Tabeoyoyim et Begeren, the poor of Likma Ravare, Mushan in the West Liare, Hosom in the Raisa Dino, the East Liare, the West Liare, Lord, who in the East of the Raisa, she looked and lived with them, Paris Mazashay. But if he has Ave, then with Raisi you could be paid the penis by the shame. Agit, to Agit. So that means that the king of Agit is in Raisi. And then, two tases that imply that the king Agit is in Raisi, and here Tase says that king Agit is only Rabbah. I think there is a way to explain the Tase. I mean, to reconcile the apparent still between the Tase's here and the Tase's. And the thesis in Dush Lafei and in Burakame, that could doubt. And perhaps there is no machloket between the ritual. See, the Tseis assumes that it's a Hekshen, it's in the Reshains and Reshain. So he assumes that there is a machloket between the ritual and thesis. But maybe, there is no machloket between the ritual and thesis. Now, but let's see the Shiddes Rama. The Gemara in Dush. I'm discussing that because this is important for understanding the Gemara, the whole Gemara here. The Gemara in Dushin says, Iboyo, that was Anandal, after the two dots, the first two dots. Iboyo, meet in an Agapolo. When somebody is makne, mitalpun agav karke, is it necessary that the meicher, the makne, should tell the lekeach, harei ani makne lecho, ha mitalpun ino eilu, es Hashem chon azeh, agav, hasoy. Does he have to spell out that he is makne, agav besoy? Or, even if he doesn't spell out, he just is makne, isode, and is makne mitalvali, so then, and the Likeach makes a king of Hazok in the Sode, so it's getting mitalvali. Even though the makne didn't spell it out explicitly, Haleh ani makne lecho, is an encounter in the ego, aga, and tap, oh, this up. This is the shot. He boiled a meat in an aga for a toshma. He told me kolhano, he told me aga. Because many prices mention that he an aga, and he doesn't say aga. Utabeho, honey, tamela, adoma, kni, hochaname, adoma, aga. Then the Gemara says, the hilchesed, siburim loibino, aga, hochni, bino. So tziburim loibino, that means, because the Gemara at first said, Abaye, whether you mean tziburim, tziburim means that adif is only effective if the metalton happened to stand on the sode, let's say, somebody is back to the sode here in Chicago, and they are metaltoning the number of utensils on the sode, so it is back all the utensils out of the sode. The utensils that are located stand on the particular sod. But suppose that's a boy. But suppose he's marketing, he sells in the sod in Chicago, and again, the sod in Chicago, he wants to be marketing utensils that he has in California. It's not located. It doesn't stand on the same piece of land that he sells. One is in Chicago and one is in California. He's in Los Angeles. So that's loy tziburim, that means it's not tziburim. So Gemara had an abaye, whether binon tziburim, or loy binon tziburim. And then Gemara had an abaye, whether binon age, or loy binon age. Then Gemara concludes, v'yil chasek, tziburim loy binon. So you can be makhnei sodi in Chicago, and on top of the sodi in Chicago, you can sell the Ikea, a mitaltelin in Los Angeles, in New York, in Israel, in any place in the world. And if the Ikeach makes a king of Hazok in the southern Chicago, he'll be king. Agabo, the Metalto in any part of the world. In any part of the world. So, Tziburim loibino, Agabo kni bino, but he has to spell it out. Now, the Rambam Shita is, Haloche ches and tes. Says as follows. Hamakri kaka metalpin keachot kibishikon kaka bekesen bishtar bechazoke nikram talpin moe. Bein shoyishin bimecha roi matone, bein shemocha metalpin nosin kaka, bein shemocha kaka nosin metalpin, kibishikon kaka kon metalpin. Bamed vom amurim vishio kishoyu isona metalpin, tziburim beise kaka. Ah, but he might be more than a hair. So she in my way, she in the top and I got car, she. I feel we have top and in our heads. Go, my way, she, so my got a car, she, bring me. Keep me, she, for our car, she, we can't talk. I got peace, she, she, boy, we say, oh, we go, yo, ma, she, I got car, so we come. The car, the toll, she, king, our gabble, call me talk, she, I'll say. So the Rambam explains the Russian Agmore in Dushina Kozai. Bill has it. See, boy, we will be. Agav ukni binon, that it means as follows. Tziburi loibin. In other words, that you, the king of agav is effective even when it's not tziburi. Even when the respective mitaltelin are not standing, are not located on the respective piece of land that the mecher sells to the world. But in such a case, when it's not tziburi, then he has to spell it out. But only in the case of not tziburi, he has to spell out the Mechaya, has to spell out and say to the Ikea, Hareyani Makhna Lecho, as I'm calculating in New York, Al-Gav HaKakoyin Shebe Shikar. But if it's a bullying, then he doesn't have to spell out. Only. So this is the Rambam Shit, the Raiz of Israel. Omer Avro, זה ההפך שכוס אבי ציבורי ושם ציבורי אין מחדה לשמייצה ולמחסי ולמחסי אלוהי לו אגב הוא פני אינו אפילו בציבורי בו דילוהי לך פסקל מיצה בו מהיר חסאב הוא פני בינו ציבורי לא אינו וזימי מציבורי בינו ואגב לא אינו So how is it in Rosh Hashanah Gemara in Pishnis? We look at the Sibur in Loibinon, Adab Ukni Binon. But there is a case where Agav Akniz Loibinon, where it's not Sibur. Well, the answer is, so the man in Mishnah said, this is how the Rambam is talking about. We look at the Sibur in Loibinon. So because of that, where it's not tzibulin, zagah libino. But in a chaname where it is tzibulin, then in zagah tukli, lo libino. That's the Rambam. Anyway, there is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Raive as to whether agah tukli, the fact that the requirement that the mecher has to spell out, he has to verbalize, and tell the mecher, I am machlokes to do the mitalkolim on top of this and this and this piece of land. So, according to Rambam, this requirement applies only to no tzibuli. But to a case of tzibuli, it's not required. So, now, what's the pshat in that Rambam? So, the Magid Mishneh explains it in a very strange way. The Magid Mishneh says that the reason is why the Rambam says that where it is tzibuli, so then, even without agah tukli, even without agah tukli, it's effective. Because if it's a tzibulin, so then, even though he didn't say agah tukli, so the mekeach can be changed in mitalkolim because of the kinyan chotzah. In other words, let's say this is the house, and somebody sells, woman sells this house to Shimon, and he sells all the tables, all the chairs in this house. So Mele, since he's marketing to Shimon, and Shimon requires title in the house, so the Mele, the tables and the chairs, are all standing in the chotzer of the king's kene. So his kene become chotzer. In other words, according to Magid Mishneh's pshat in the Rambam, the reason is why, by tzibulin, in the case of tzibulin, the mecher doesn't have to say, agah tukli is because of the king of chotzer. So, according to Magid Mishneh, it's a very strange Magid Mishneh. So that means that from the point of view of king and agah, it doesn't make any difference whether it's tzibulin or not tzibulin. Kinyan agav is only effective if it is coupled with an explicit statement, agav kli. But if it's booming, so there, so you can forget about agav, so you can gain a tuchot. And the Ram in Dushin also assumed that this is the Rambam's shot. This is the reason why the Rambam says by tzibulin you don't require agav. So the Ram asks, if so. So then the Rambam should say that by tzibulin we don't require agah tukli, mimele is kein mitam chotzer, because he's kein mitam chotzer, so mimele it has to be mishtamer. But the Rambam doesn't say it has to be mishtamer. So the Gesef Mishneh rejects the Magid Mishneh's pshat in the Rambam. He says, if the Rambam had meant that in case of tzibulin we don't require agah tukli because true, without agah tukli it cannot be effective on the score of agah per se, but it can still be effective on the score of chotzer. So then it should always, the Rambam should say, mishtamia. But the Rambam doesn't say by tzibulin we don't require agah tukli and if it is mishtamia is kein. So it's mashma from the Rambam that even if it's not mishtameh, so obviously it's on the score of the king Nadir per se, not on the score of chotzer. So the Ketzev Mishneh gives another pshat. Of course, I mean the Ketzev Mishneh's pshat is much more reasonable than the Magid Mishneh's pshat, because it's not part of the Rambam that in the case of tzibulin, so it's affecting tam chotzer. In Tam Chotzer, of course, if it's Mishtamir, it can begin in Tam Chotzer, why not? So, the Gesef Mishneh says that if it's Tzibulin, so then the agah tukli is always implied. If it's not Tzibulin, so then the agah tukli is not implied. Mashenke, if he's marked this house, and then there are tables and chairs, and he's marked him or everything that is in the house, so maybe it's considered as if he said, agav. That's how the Magid Mishneh. The smart in Chesed Mishpat, he says something else. He says that the reason is why, by tzibulin, we do not require agav, the Rambam doesn't require agav of me, because if it's tzibulin, so then the mitalkolim becomes tofel, becomes nigra to the kachos. It's considered, the mitalkolim that is standing on the field is considered appurtenant to the field. It's considered as an appurtenance of the field, of the karaka, in the same house. So all the furniture, I mean, it doesn't have to be furniture. It can be jewelry too. It can be anything. So anything that is on top of the karaka is considered appurtenant to the karaka on which it is located. Now, I think, the chat in the sma has to be understood in the following way. In other words, there are certain kiyonim that involve the maizikin. The maizikin, let's say, kese, shtar, chazoke, mishiche, hadbore, that involves the maizikin. But then, the Gemara says in the Mitzir, that I know it. Hai sintuse kande. What is sintuse? Sintuse means, if, let's say, the sochrim have a custom that when they conclude a transaction, when they sell, let's say, material, so they make a mark upon the merchandise. And that is a sign of the consummation of the transaction. Minek. Sintuse means minek. So that's a king. In other words, the dining people, so they had, especially, not especially, I suppose, only the Jews in the diamond industry. But the diamond industry is controlled by Jews, so some may even go into it. So they have a custom, whether it's in America or in Antwerp or in Holland, in any place where there is a diamond industry. So they have a custom that they wish themselves mazel brachah, and they shake hands and they wish themselves mazel brachah, and that is a sign of the conclusion of the transaction. I mean, this will be enforced by courts too, because everybody knows that this is the sign of the conclusion, of the consummation of the transaction. That's intuition. So it doesn't make any difference whether the minhag consists in making the mark on the schere, on the merchandise, or in shaking hands and wishing themselves mazel brachah. So the Gemara says in Bomitzir that by now is Hai sintuse kande. It's a kinyan. Now, so what can we say? What can we say there? That the making of the marak and the merchandise, or the shaking of the hands, that's a my kinyan. That's a diamond. So it makes sense. I mean, wishing that shaking handshake is a my kinyan handshake. So the dialogue is that no Mycetian is required to effect a transfer of title. In other words, Hatnoye by itself affects the transfer of title. But usually, so Hatnoye by itself, so it doesn't affect the transfer of title. It's only drawing the Ibn Mishmachus Kamone. Suppose Rubin says to Shimon, all right, we agree that I'm selling you this thing for $50. And they both agree. So then, he can retract, but he's not the right nice person if he retracts. He's Eber, and Nisar, of Sheres Yisrael, Yasa, Avodah, B'chotot. But it doesn't affect any transfer of time clock, nor by itself, uncoupled with the Mycetinian. Machinke, if the Hachnoye was coupled with that kind of a Mycet that is indicative of Smiches Das, because that's the universal practice among the merchants, that this mark on the merchandise, or the shaking of hands and wishing themselves mazel brachah, or the Shachanoch mentions, if there is a minute, to give it kiaskap, that they are going to carry through the transaction. And that is the minute that indicates that How about Agave? What's the pshat in Agave? Is Agave? It's impossible. There is impossible. Or by itel em aviem atom esabes in kesef from the zol from the gomes imor in tzuvah biur. So the key in Agave can be explained in two ways. One way is that the Sakosot implies that Agave is a Maisekin in the Chet. True, Chazoke is no Maisekin in the Talpon. Chazoke is only Maisekin in Kakois, not in Talpon. But when the Talpon Anikne Agave Karke, so then the Kinyan Chazoke is a Maisekin in the Talpon also. That is Nikne Agave Karke. Kachazoke cannot be a kinyan, a maizekinyan and a mitalpalin themselves. But when one is makne, kakois and mitalpalin, so then the kinyan chazoke in the karke is a maizekinyan and a mitalpalin that are transferred along with the karke. That's the exosakosu. It's a maizekinyan. Oh, no, agave is not a maizekinyan. Because after all, Kakois have their Maizikinian, Mitalpina their Maizikinian, Kakois are Mikne to Kesef Shtal Hazoke, Mitalpina Mikne to Mishichem Dagboye, they have other Kinyonim. But the Aloche of Agave implies that when a Meicher is Makne Mitalpina Karke, then and the Likeach makes a Kinyan in the Karke, so then the Mitalpalim do not require a separate Maizekinyan. And then the Mitalpalim title to the Mitalpalim is transferred through the Akroi, not through the Maizekinyan. Not through the Maizekinyan. Now, the fact that the Gemara says that Tziburim Loi Bino, Agav Kli Bino, so in other words, by Agave he has to spell it out. The Meicher has to tell the Likeach, I will be above and matter to you all these things and all these chains on top of this house. Of this house. But if he doesn't say on top, so Al Gabo is not gay. As a matter of fact, there are many who say that he must use the word Al Gabo. Suppose he says, I will matter these tables and these chairs, along with, not Al-Gabo, Biyachat, in Habayis, so it's not effective. He has to use the term Al-Gabo, on top of. What's the significance of Al-Gabo? So apparently they hold that the Kinyan, that the Kinyan Agave is not a Maisa Kinyan by itself in the Chet. Agave is not a Maisa Kinyan at all. He didn't do any Kinyan without them themselves. He did a Maisa Kinyan in the Sode. And what kind of Maisa Kinyan did he do in the Sode? Chazoke. Chazoke is no Kinyan without him. But the halacha is that he doesn't require Maisa Kinyan in the same way as in Tusa is Kinyan. So what is it that Kiaskar, the mark and the derinshem and the Schere, or the wishing Mazel Broche is a Maizekinyan in Hefze? It's not a Maizekinyan. The halacha is, if there is Aknoi, and they did it in accordance with the universal practice prevailing among the merchants, which signifies a consummation of a transaction, so there we don't require Maizekinyan. So the Aknoi itself affects a transfer. It affects a transfer of title. For example, there is a kinyan, that's a kinyan of Rabbanu, Maimich Loshen. What does Maimich Loshen mean? Ruben was mafti the chayfetz. Let's say he was mafti the diamond with Shimon. And then he decides to give it away to a lady. So he saw Ruben, Shimon, and lady stand in one room, and then Ruben says to Shimon, the diamond that I deposited with you, I want you to give it to lady. So there, Levi is Kenyan. So what is the Maizekinyan? What kind of Maizekinyan is there? What kind of Maizekinyan is there? So, that's Nakonis Chachom. I'm washing this game. By Kikotin, by Ovoy, it's Nakonis Chachom. So Nakonis Chachom was that the title to the diamond, to the Kikotin, is transferred through the Aknoye. In the Aknoye was made in the presence of the three parties. The Makne, the Mafkid, and the Nifke, and the Bekar. So in other words, so Agave also is not that Agave is a Maizekinyan in the Mitalpalim. The law is that if it's makhmir, the law of karke, so then the aknoi affects a transfer, a change of title, or a change of title from olam to shem. So in Bela, it seems the change of title, the transfer of title is affected through the aknoi, not through the maizepnie, so it has to start out on top of the karke. So the shem is a Rambam is that there are two alohes in Adi. There is, if it is tziburim, so then, by tziburim, so then as this masses, then becomes a pertinent to the car. If certain talco, let's say the furniture that is in the house, so it becomes a pertinent to the house. And the melee, so the king chazoke in the bodies, or in the sode, is considered as a nice kinyan in the talco also. Even though chazoke is not effective in the talco in themselves. But when the chazoke is done, and the karke upon which there is a certain metalkalin items that are standing, so then agav is a maizekinyan in the metalkalin. So the melee is a maizekinyan, why would you have to say agav? When somebody is makne, when somebody is makne, so he has to say agav. He doesn't have to say anything. As long as he indicates that he is willing to give it to him, so it's enough. And the key of those, the maizekinyan. Mashiki. By him tziburim, where he's makne is in Chicago, and mitalto in New York, so then the aloha is the tziburim loy bino. So agav is still effective. So then it could be maizekinyan. How could the king of chazoke in Chicago, in Sodom in Chicago, be maizekinyan in mitalto in New York? But it is effective. So there it is effective, not b'teiras maizekinyan, but because the aknoye is effective. Not in my sekinyan in the metalkalim, like Sintuse. So no mele, he has to say, if the change of title is effected through the aknoye, so he has to spell it out. Agav, I am makne to you, the metalkalim in New York, on top of agav, the son in Chicago. So then, without recourse to my sekinyan, so he's came. So the shatan takes it, so there is. We don't have to say that the thesis here is chelik on the thesis of Kutalo and the chelik on the thesis in Dushin Dapei. In Dushin Dapei, so thesis explicitly has reference to a case where the metalkalim is nochim vitzugurim agav esof. And thesis kapta Kutalo explicitly has reference to a case where tziburim nochim on the esof. So in the mainland there it's a maizekinyan. If it's a maizekinyan, after all, so it's a posik. Why should we say it's masmachne? After all, it's mentioned in the Pshuni Shomiko. Vayitin la nabiyan la telestrabis in keset ulizo, in the dolis in orizo, in biyuda. So it's a fierce posik. But that posik has reference to what case? To tzibulim. I mean, all the keset and all the zov and all the mcdonnies were located in the oven. It wasn't outside the oven. It's not that they kept the zov and the keset in the bank in some other place. So all the zov and the keset was kept in the same town. So it was tziburim and menochim. So that's midraise. But the chachamim were misakei that agav is effective in the case where it's not tziburim and menochim. The pasuk doesn't tell us that. So too, the Gemara mentions that prosik as the basis for the key and agav, even in the case where it's not a good enough. That's by way of a smach. So in Mele, there is no stira between the thesis here and the thesis in Mokamba Kodala, the thesis in Dushilapere. And we don't have to say that the Mitroi is heard. Maybe the Mitroi agrees with thesis, but the Mitroi has reference to an agav of Tzuburim Unochim. So there it's not an asmachte. And Teitzve says reference to an agav that was not tziburim. Now, so Gemara wanted to say here, Gemara wanted to say here that there is a machlokes between the two brises as to whether agav, as to whether avodim is kikakoyis or avodim is kikakoyis. So the first brise that says that Herzig avodim loikon mitalkalim. Holds that that Avodim are like Mitaltolim, like Rav Nachman, and the second Brisa that says, Hazim Avodim Kol Mitaltolim agrees with Ule that Avodim are like Akoles. So the Gemara says, no, in the first portion, that both Brises might accord with the Mangoma that Avodim is King Akoles. So the second Brisa doesn't require an explanation. That's why the second Brisa says Hazim Avodim Kol Mitaltolim, because Mitaltolim is Nikme Adav Kalke, and Avodim are like Kalke. But the first Brisa that says Hazim Avodim Kol Mitaltolim also agrees that Avodim is, that Avodim is like Kapoeis. So why does the first Brisa say Hazim Avodim Kol Mitaltolim? Because we deduce the Aloha Vagel from the Posik of Ayitel and Avir. So it has to be Dumye, the Mitzuris be Yehuda, that was Kakoyis, the Loi Naide. Mashiachin never is Kalke, but he's a Kalke the Naide. A Kalke the Naide cannot be Kane and Mitalko and Agar. Alright, that's the first question. Ike Damre, Amarabi Kibre, Rabi Kikurauna, Bikin Talko. Go the Tanya Rikono, so then the first vice doesn't require an explanation. Shak, Hodi Tanya Rikono, Beide Noto. And I said it says that Helsi Babodi is Konomitalkalim, is Konomitalkalim. So it also holds that Abodim is Kintalkalim. But, so if it's Kintalkalim, so how can Abodim became a Mitalkalim? Mitalkalim is not King Mitalkalim. Al the other, only Kakoyis Akin Mitalkin and Agabo. So they even alone. In other words, where the Mitalkin are on the shoulders of them. His merchandise on the shoulders. And his machne, the Hebed, together with all the set of merchandise that he has on his shoulders. So the Mele, he's King Mitzatrotza. Now, we see from this Gemara, see that until now, we more assumed that the prices have reference to a case where it's not enough. In other words, not enough. Why? Because Adolf is effective even when it's not enough. But when it's not enough, then it is only Rabbon. So that's why Tesis says that here it's only Rabbon. But in Achname, where it is Tziburin, then Tesis is made it. That is the price. Very good. Behemoth of my habit. Chotam alechesi, v'chotam aleches v'koneh, v'chitenu v'eini, v'omaro v'koshin, v'halach v'koneh, v'eini v'yeshe v'koneh, v'hil chese v'kos. Now, according to Tesis, Rambam Shit is a country, but according to Tesis, here is in Tesis all, in Bom Metzir, all. So Tesis Shit is that Kofus by itself is not killing Kam Chotam. In other words, if Ruben is Machne to Shimen, an Ebed, who is bound, And the Eved has certain mitalkalim on his shoulders, pockets, all kinds of things. So, and Ruben is makne the mitalkalim together with the Eved to Shimon, and then Shimon made the kinyan in the Eved. So he'll be kinyan the mitalkalim that the Eved has on his shoulders and his pockets only if the Eved is a kofus, and in addition he's yoshi. But suppose the Eved, in whom he made a king, and in whom Shimon made a king, he's kofus, he's bound, but he's not Yoshim, he's up. So then he couldn't be king all the mitalkalim that the Eved has in his pocket and his shoulders, mitam chotzer. Why not? Because there are two alohas. According to Tesis, there are two alohas. First of all, there is a special aloha of chotzer maleches is lukom. Chotam aleches is likom, and then some mele. So if he's not kofus, so then he's a chotam aleches, even if he's asleep. So he's still malach. Why? Because sometimes certain people have a weakness that they walk in their sleep. Alright? Some of them so can walk in their sleep for miles. I mean. So that means that the Yoshin is capable of walking. If the Yoshin wouldn't be capable of walking, So then a person couldn't walk easily. As a matter of fact, there is a very interesting number in Pirkei Avot 4, Rambam wrote the Book of Medicine. So the Rambam writes about, he discusses various kinds of sicknesses, physical sicknesses, and even discusses certain psychological weaknesses. So he says there is a certain weakness in the person that he walks in his sleep. So he was told by doctors, by his teachers, the doctors, that there is such a sickness. You know, the term unity is derived from people who have a habit to walk in their sleep and to look at the moon. So that's why Luna means moon. So that's why this is the origin of the term unity in English. But according to this Rambam, this origin is completely erroneous, because according to many people have the notion that to walk in sleep is indicative of a certain mental, you know, inferiority. But it's not so. So the Rambam says he didn't believe that this is possible, that the person should walk in sleep. But then it happened to him. One time he got up in the middle of his sleep, and he lived in Cairo. The Rambam lived in Cairo, but he had to take care of the Swami, you know, the head of the Arab Empire in those days, the Saladi. So he had his palace, the Saladin had his palace in Alexandria. So the Rambam was accustomed every day in the morning to go from his home in Cairo to Alexandria. Many miles. So one time he got up in the middle of the night and he walked toward Alexandria. And then he only woke up when he bumped against the post. So he fell. So then he woke up. So then he realized that this is possible, and this can happen especially to people who are very much absorbed, abstracted in their thoughts. So that's why it happened to Rambam. So anyway, so that means that a Yoshin can walk. So that's why Tesis says that Yoshin by himself cannot be king in Tamchot, if David is Yoshin. And the David and the Kofus by itself, it cannot be king in Tamchot either. Why? Because first there are two halachas. One halacha is that Chotam Aleches. Chotam Aleches is not common. Why is Chotam Aleches not common? No? Because, so it has, today's it says in Bonitzia, it has to be Dumbia Dior. It has to be Dumbia Dior. Why do we know? No, because how do we know that Chotam is king? Because Chatzim Tam Yomi is Rabbi. Imimotzi Yomi Adnevo, Eimu Yalob Yodi. Chatzim Kafipe, Gage Hatzir, Kafipe, Nayin, Talmurina, Abiyodi, Nikomoke. Vinosam Yodo, Indi Albiyodo, by Gerash. Gago Hatzir, Kafipe, Nayin, Talmurina, Vinosam Yodo, Nikomoke. So Chotzam Tanyad is Kapoi. So the mayor of Texas says in Montier, it has to be Dumbe the Yodo. Now, Yodo is not Mehalet. Yodo is not Mehalet. So the mayor of Chotzer should not be Mehalet, but if it's Mehalet, like an Eved, so then he's not king, because he has to be now in the Kashi, I mean, there is a very strange idea. What does it mean? Yodo is not Mahalach. Yodo is not Mahalach. But doesn't the person walk? Doesn't the person walk? What is it? When the person walks, only the feet walk, the hands don't walk. A person could walk on his hands too if he wants to. So usually a person walks on his feet. But when the person walks, so it's not only the feet that walk, it's the whole group that walks. The feet, the everything. I mean the head and the hands, everything. So what do you mean? Yodo is not Mahalich? And so does that mean does Yad mean only the hand? And Yad doesn't mean the feet? Yad means only the hand. And suppose the bow throws the gap on the leg, on the foot of the Isha? So it doesn't she become a Reshe? She's also because she's not the feet in the hand. You are possibly evil, not some yodo. But he does. And when a person walks, so everything walks. The answer is this. When you say Chotam Aleches is not Kemer, so it means like an Eved. In other words, so let's say Rubin was Makhne, Shimon the Eved, and the Eved has, let's say, all kinds of items in his pocket or on his shoulders. So in Melee, who is the Balach Hotzea? Shimon. So the Eved can walk away from the Balach Hotzea, from the Balach, from Shimon. Mashim ke. Yad, of course, when a person walks, so the hand walks too. But then, the Bala Yad always walks with the Yad. You cannot separate the Yad from the Bala Yad. So this is what it means, Malachas. Chotze Dunya Diyodo, that it has to be Dunya Diyodo, that the Yad is not Mahalach away from the Bala Yad. Mashiach in an Eved. So the Eved is the Chotzeh, but he can walk away from the Bala Chotzeh. From the bottom of the chotzer. So mainly it's not doing the yoga. So there is one that's a possible that chotzer malaches in that game, because it has to be doing the yoga. My yoga in malaches, it's not mahalach away from the balayar. A chotzer should not be capable of walking away from the balayar. But if David is kaput, so then he's incapable of walking. But Yoshe is capable of walking. Most of the Yishenim don't walk, but they are capable of walking. Capable of walking. Then there is another halacha. That he has to be mishtameh. So if a person, so that means he has to be mishtameh with asa bayah. Now, and if the Eved is awake, even if he's bound, so who watches over him? The Eved himself. He has the intelligence, he has the control of his mind. So in Melee, he is mishtameh with asa bayah. Mashein kei. If he's he's not mishtamel das abayim, he's mishtamel das chotzer himself, not mishtamel das abayim, because the abayim does not have the ultimate control over the eved, even though he's the eved, he's his eved, but it's the eved who decides to go or not to go, to do this, to do that. He has pure chopshi, so he's mishtamel. With das Atzme, he's not mishtamel das Abaye. Mashiach, the Eved is asleep, and he doesn't have the control over his own actions. So then, the Bayim of the Eved, the Odin, has the control over him. So in other words, the Hilchas of the Kofus, so this is in the Tzor Kriman Nayare, the Yoshe, the Kofus Mahaned Lahal, the Chotze Malachas, the Yoshe Mahaned Ahim Shabar Zalai. That's the issue. Alright. Vatanya, Hells in Kalakal. Alright. So we'll leave it here. We'll see the first. There's again a certain sort.
Shir Nun Zayin, Chof Gimel Adar Hei Tov Shemim Gimel, March 8th, 1983, and Tuesday.
Gimore, we left off at the end of the place of the Dal. Gimore is the Kashi. Vatanya Herzi, the Kala Kakonah, Lodi. So first, until now, the Gemara discussed the Seif of the Brisa. Because the Seif of the first Brisa says that in the case of Hiknolo, Abodim Mutalto, so Herzik Babodim Loikon Mutalto, and Loikon Mutalto. So, but then there's another Brisa that says, that where Ruben is marked to Shimon, Abodim and Mitalkonim, and Shimon is marked to Abodim, is Kon Mitalkonim. So Gemara wanted to say, to say that the Machlekes between the two prices is on the question as whether Abde Kinkakoye Dome or Abde Kinkakoye Dome. So the first price that says in the same thing, Hiknole Abodim and Mitalkonim, Helzik, Be'avod is loikon mitalkalim holds the tablis kintalkaledon. So mitalkalim anak nikne agar mitalkalim. The second vice that says, Herzik va'avodim kolem mitalkalim. If woman is married to Shimon Avodim mitalkalim and Shimon makes a kinyan in the Avodim is kinyan mitalkalim, hold the tablis kintalkaledon. So melele, Avodim are analogous to karke, and so mitalkalim are nikne agar karke. So then Rabbi Kebrei, the Rabbame says, no, that both prices can hold double kakoyeva. So the price that says, the second price, that says, Herzik be'avodim, Herzik be'avodim, is common without the Nishaka, doesn't require an explanation. And the first price that says in the same thing, Herzik be'avodim, no economy without the Nishaka, because even though Avodim is kin kakoyedome, but here in regard to the kin nagev, so it has to be dumyedom, so it's behudo. So it has to be kakoyis that are immovable. Machin kin neve, he has a deal of karke, but it's immovable. He's neither, he can move at his own will, at his own whim. So mele, so the xerzakosu of all mitzuvahs behudo applies only to a case that is similar to the case of all mitzvahs. In other words, kakoi is the loy naide, but it doesn't apply to kakoi the naide like avod. Then there is another lashon, Rabbi Kebrei de Rabide, Rabbi Kebrei de Rabide, he says, or Rabame, Rabbi another lashon, Rabbi Kebrei de Rabame, that both prices are that we can talk about. So the price is the first price that it says in the same thing. That tells it Babodim Likun Mitalkali doesn't require an explanation because it's Mitalkali. Mitalkali is not Mitalkali, Mitalkali. But then the question arises, why does the second vice is saying, tells it Babodim is from Mitalkali? So they know of, and the Kinyan is Misadchot. So, the Chayim Rol of Mahal Mechatzim Alechesim, Chatzim Alechas Likone, Mechitim Ebeime, Vomarob Ekol Shil Malach Likone, Migeisha Likone, Vino Chesim Likone. And according to Teitzves, it means, when can there be a Kinyan Chotzea, Ba'avodim, if Ruben is makne avodim and mitalkalim to Shimon, and it's mal Shimon is makes a kinyan in the avodim, so it's keime the mitalkalim that are in the avodim and the avodim shoulders or and the avodim's pockets mitzat chotza only when the avodim are bound, so the male is not chotza maleches and when they are asleep. But if he's awake, even though he's bound, then there couldn't be a kinyan chotza because he's not mishtamel das. He's mishtamel das atzve, not mishtamel das abayli. If he's asleep but he's not bound, so he couldn't be king of chatzar either, because it has to be dumya de yodo, and yodo is not mahalich. So mele, a chotzer should not be mahalich, so it has to be both. Kofus and yosh. Alright, so now the Gemara starts discussing the din of the reisha in the price. The first price in the Reisha says that suppose Reuben is married to Shimon, I kakoi said avod, and Herzi bikarka, so loikon avod. That's what the Reisha of the first price says. Mochal avod bikakoi. So Herzi b'avod loikon bikakoi. Bikakoi is loikon avod. Bikakoi is loikon avod. So the more is the kashe, but Tanya, in another place it's mentioned, Herzi Bikarke Konavoi. So the more says, the other place that it says, Herzi Bikarke is Konavoi, has reference to the case of the Eidin Yisefo. The Eidin Yisefo, when the Avodim stand on the Karke. So if Ruben is Matne Dushim and Yisode, and the Avodim standing on that Sode, and so mainly if Shimon makes a king in Chazoke in the Sode, so he's Kene Davodi. Why is he Kene Davodi? Baby Miseho, so he's Kene Misatchotza. Michal, the high Rikono, when the first price he says in the Reishe, Helsi Bikarka, Rikono Avodi, Kishayin di Miseho. Kishayin di Miseho. So the male is so the good making of us. He is a lach, which the dog of the Kibri Rabame of the King Talk with dog. How did the end of the say, hey, you will loy? Hello. So then we say, after you have the King Talk with dog, so if they will be say, ho, So then there could be Kinyan Mitzat Chotza. But if they named the Mitzat Chotza, so that one couldn't be nicknamed Mitzat Chotza, because they are not in the Chotza, they are not in the Namekamaki. So that's why they are not nicknamed that one. So even Davodi, I'm not in the on the Karake. But Ruben was Makne, he sold the Karake and Davodi to Shimon. And Shimon made the Kinyan in the Karake. Why shouldn't he be able to begin a Davodi mitzad? The Aloha of Shmuel, El Hachmish Domarab, the King Kapoye Dome, Lomu Mendi, the same call, Shamash Shmuel, Mo, how we are so this best of the days, Kibin Shells in Bahas Mehen, Kono Kulo. What's that Aloha? In other words, that if let's say, he's more how we are so this best of the days, he sells in one son in Chicago, one son in Los Angeles, one son in Denver, one son in New York, one son in Boston, one son in Paris, in one son in Rome, and he doesn't sell the whole lot, I mean the whole catalog, but there are many sodeis that intervene between the sode that is makne to Shimon and between one sode that is makne to Shimon and another sode is makne to Shimon. So then and Shimon made the king of Hazoke in the sode in Chicago, so he's taking the sode in Paris also, even though the Yam Kyonus separates, but it's considered Mechuga. In other words, it's considered like as if it had been one Hemsha, one stretch, one terrain. Even though there is a Yam, there is so much territory in the Yam that separates between the Sade that he acquires, that is given to him in Chicago, and the Sade that is given to him in Paris. So, but it's considered like one stretch, like one lot, with the few separations. So that's called, I mean, especially Abdu'l-Yah and some of the other Achrim, they use the expression Mechuda. They call that Kinyan Mechuda. In other words, the Aloha, that if you sell one Sode, Ruben sells to Shimon, one Sode in Chicago, one Sode in Paris, one Sode in Rome, one Sode in Berlin, and he makes a Kinyan, the Likiyach makes a Kinyan in Chicago, he's king of all the other sodas, even though he didn't enter upon the other sodas, he didn't make any king. It's considered that the king of Hazoke that was done in the sodas in Chicago, as if it had been realized in all the other sodas. As Gemara points out, Sadne Dar Chabot, even though he doesn't sell the whole Kaboret from Chicago till Paris to Rome, but it's still, so it's called Mechuga. That's called Kinyan Mechuga. Kinyan Mechuga. So, El Achlish, that the Maravi Kika Koyedome, Lomo Lengi, the same call, Homa Shmuel Mochali as a son of the Sardinsky Jabah Mikol Kolo. So why? So according to Mandoma, that Eved has a deal of Karoke, so why does the Bryce say that only if it's in the Seiko, then it's going to be avodim as a result of health of the Karka, on the basis of Chotza. But if not in the Seiko, not, even if it's not in the Seiko, so one, the Sode is one Karka, and the Eved is another Karka, like another Sode in Paris. So you might say, why do you say, why do you say, why? Because then there couldn't be a king of Chotza. So what if there couldn't be a king of Chotza? But it should be effective with the king of Adir. Because the Sode is Karke, and everything without him, without Amida Dab Karke, ho, Tanu and Vinod Zvuri, Elo, Mais Lachumena, Shari without him, the Naide without Loinai. In other words, it works, this distinction between Naide and not Naide works in two ways, in two situations. Before the Gemara mentioned the distinction between Naide and Loinaide in respect to Kakois, not that only Karka Belonaide is capable of being Kede Mitalter in Agaba. But Mitalter, but Karka, only, before the Himalayan distinction will neither in respect to kakois, in respect to kakois, that only kakois, the loinaide, the dalimubu, like a tree or the house, so it's capable of being kine, mitautel in agave. But kakois, the naide, like an eved, assuming that an eved is hikarke, is not capable of being kine, mitautel in agave. So here's the babodi, what are mitautel? Now the Gemara mentions a similar spore, the same distinction in respect to the mitautel. That only mitautel in the loinaide, they cannot move on their own. Mitautelin that cannot move on their own. So that have no das can be nicknamed abakakois. But mitautelin like abodim, assuming that abodim are mitautelin that can move on their own through their own volition and their own and the intelligence, so they cannot be nicknamed abakakois. But it's the same kind of sword. So in other words, this distinction between night and loinaide manifests itself in these situations, in respect to the kakoes and in respect to the mitalto. Hochaname elbaisome sham mitalto naide mitalto loinaide. Hochaname sham mitakoe dinaide mitakoe de loinaide. Abde mitakoe dinaide. Hosom same darechad. So same darechadu, you see Rabbi Meir and some men poskim, they call that kinyan mechuba. In other words, because the whole kinyan is based upon the concept that the sode in Chicago and the sode in Paris, even though there is the Yamatlon, the Atlantic, separates between the two sodes, but it's considered like one continuum, like one stretch of God. So anyway, when somebody sells the other, let's say, 1,000 lots of soda, of karaoke, one after the other. So does he have to make a separate kinyan in each lot? No! So if he makes a kinyan in one piece, it's considered like a kinyan in all the lots. So here too, even though there is a lot of territory and yam that separates one lot from the other, it's considered like one continuum. So that's only Shaya between one piece of land and another piece of land. But it's not Shaya Khalidabe, a piece of land and an Evet. Hosom Sami Dalha. Now that's the remark. Now this Gemara, we discussed the Tinsves, all the Tinsves, up to Kigenshiose. The only thesis that we didn't discuss about Peh, so is the thesis of a few women that are cut. Alright, so we start with this thesis. A few women that are cut. So, what did Ule say in the middle of the lesson? He looks at the game in our body. Oh, my God, I'm not Ule. Oh, my God, bless her. A few women, yes, me. So, Ule said, no, I'm not. Only from the Levi himself, but not from the Yisayim of Levi. Minei, so Rav Nachman said, Minei, Afim, Yibir, Al Katvei, Hochem, Vayaskinon, Shos, Afim. Or Afim, Yibir, Al Katvei. In Yesh, Lishnai, Din Leil, Yalecho, Hom, Abishel, Tam Kabel, Din Yisadri, Yibolche. There is a machlekes in Bomitzi, in Pere, Tam Kabel, there is a machlekes, Tam Kabel, as to whether there is a Aloche of Yisadri, Yibolche. Where is the aloche of Sidon mentioned? That's mentioned in the parasha of Eich. In the parasha of Eich.
Ich habe mich nicht mehr so gut gemacht. 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 Ich habe mich nicht mehr so gut gemacht.
ואם בכל אישה לא יבד בלסם שם הבריאה שלך, הזוכר עשרים שכונים מורגים ועשר שכונים. ואם בכל אישה בכל אישה לא יבד בלסם, הזוכר חמיש שכונים כסף, להקים ועד לך שליש שכונים כסף. ואם מבין שישים שם הבריאה, אם זוכר בריאה לך חמיש או עשר, שוקר ולהקים ועשר שכונים. So if a person says, out your life, dragish, so then if he's between the age of 20 and 60, and he's a man, a male, so he has to give to have the Shchamish Hashem. So there is a double cut. And if he's with a Chomishon Adonesri, so he's a male, he gives Esri Shchamish, that's a double cut. Suppose he says, Domaralai, not Erkelai. So then it's not a double cut. So he has to give the Hekdesh as much as he's worth, having been sold as an Ebed. Bishop, he's not an Ebed, but suppose he had been an Ebed, he would be able to get a certain price. So whatever his price as an Ebed would be, that's what he has to be. So, but then the Torah says, paying respect to the case where he says, Erkelai, where he has to give him the Makot of the Hekdesh, 50 shekel, 30 shekel, 20 shekel, whatever. Or he says, go away a lot. So he gives whatever he's worth. So there is aloche, v'mochu me'alkecho, v'nidil me'akeim, v'lechis me'akeim, alpi, ashatasik yadameida yalchem akeim. Suppose, let's say, he said, Erkelai, he's between the age of 20 and the age of 60. How much was he have to give? 50 shkolim, but suppose he's a poor man. He's a poor man. He only has 50, let's say, he only has his clothes, let's say, he has his direct. And so then, if he'll have to pay the 50 shkolim, so then we'll have to take away his apartment, his house, we'll have to take away his coat, we'll have to take away his shoes. Even though there is a loch of shidu b'chosi, if somebody says Erkelai, or he says Domaralai, lehekdesh tzechei, like any other chei, and it's been limited al katvei, but we don't deprive the person legabi in case of irach. So we don't deprive a person of everything he has, and let him stay naked and without him. So in other words, so because this is what the Torah says in the parasha of irach, v'mochu me'ach. ומידו לפני הקיים, וערך איזה הקיים על פי השתסיק יד, המידה ירחם הקיים. So, Rashi says here, ומידו על פי השתסיק, לפי שמה שיש לו מסדרם, וישר לו כדי חיו, מיתו, קר, כסס, ובריאותס, נימויו, חמו, משהו מחמירה, in other words, according to his profession, we don't. So when somebody is חיו להדש, ערך מועדומי, so we don't take away everything. We live with him a modicum of sustenance, of clothes, a modicum of habitat, a modicum of making a living. Let's say he's a chamor, he has a donkey, and he makes a living with that donkey. So suppose we'll take away the gizbar, we'll take away his donkey, he won't be able to make a living. So in Mele, we have to live in a minimum, a modicum of everything, so that he'll be able to function. That's the aloche by Irak. Because the Torah says Ligabe Irak of Sido. We don't take away everything. How about Balfi? So there is a Machlokes Talmud. Whether we learn out every Balfi from Irak, just as by Irak, there is aloche of the Mochum Me'artecho, the middle of the Akeim, the Erech is the Akeim, al Pi Asher Tatsik Yadar Eidari Akeim. We don't deprive him of everything, and we strip of every baguette and every house that he has, and every source of livelihood. We have to live with him, a modicum of everything, so that we'll be able to function, then to make a living, whether the same aloche applies to both. So, it's a machlokes tamil. There is one tamil who says, no, that this aloche of misadri is mentioned only Gavira, Hekdesh. But Balchim Behedyet, so of course he's not a tzaddik if he takes away everything, all the clothes and the habitat of the person. But if he demands it, business, don't break it, and to do it. And the Atanoim say, no, the same Zerasakos of Alpia Shatasiki Adaneidea that is mentioned in the parasha of Eilach applies to Balfeya. Machlokes Adaneim, how do we pass? So all the Vishayim pass, like the Tanoim, that we learn our Balfeya from here, and that we suffer the Balfeya. Rav Netam is the only one who passes that Balfeya is in the Sabbath. This is the stage. After we bring it out Katwe. So, what do we call a Katwe? In other words, you can take away, when any day, the Balfeya has a right to take away his jacket. His suit he can take away, he can take away his shoes. So he says, but there is a loche of the Sabbath of Balfeya. So Jesus says, after we bring a Katwe, it means, if he has a number of jackets in the closet, so then we can take away the extra jackets that he has, but not to take away every jacket. I mean, Jesus Christ, the name of Echot, Homer, Philip, and Gabriel, him, Sadler, and Balfay, he named the Talish, a show of million.